episode 1775, Are You Playing in the Zone?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. It is the middle of the week, and yes, you made it to hump day. It's Wellness Wednesday. Are you playing in the zone? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, is there something you can do for your health to make it worse? Why ask the obvious question when you already know the answer? Are you playing in the zone of offense or the zone of defense? There is so much being thrown at you when it comes to your health and wellness. Just go to the grocery store. Do we really need all the different types of food in each category, like non-GMO, gluten-free, sugar-free, all-natural, fat-free, no high-fructose corn syrup, no nuts, no artificial colors or flavors, low sodium, reduced fat, no preservatives, good source of vitamin C or whatever vitamin you want to place on there. That's just to name a few. I'm exhausted. Then you have all the different ways to exercise, yoga, Pilates, strength training, kettlebells, aerobics, bar, and we could go on and on and on. That's not even talking about the regular stuff like running, walking, speed walking, you know, jumping. You got Tabata, HIIT. I mean, what else is there? Oh, there's more, right? Plus, you can't forget all the various diets to choose from. Paleo, Mediterranean, Whole 30, Keto, Atkins, South Beach, you name it, we got it. Yet, why do we have so many problems still with our health and well-being? No wonder we're confused, frustrated, and ready to give up more than try. All this to say, you have plenty available to know you won't starve and you're not going to get bored when it comes to your health and wellness. You have options. Options are awesome. However, what people don't talk about is how we're living out our health and wellness. What does it look like on a daily basis? Are you living in a state of scarcity or abundance? Now, normally we hear these terms when it comes to mindset, scarcity or abundance. Yet today it's time to stretch our narrow lens. If you're living in a state of abundance, then why do we have such a hard time changing what we do? Because we can get whatever we want when we want. There is an abundance. There's plenty. Instead, I find that people live in the state of scarcity with the fear that this will be the last time I get to have chocolate, have that mocha chocolate, whatever thingamata you want, okay? I don't know what it is, what concoction you throw together at your favorite coffee shop, but maybe you're living in that state of scarcity. I'm just not going to get this. This is my one last shot. Abundance gets us excited, and there's no threat to what we don't have or what we can't do. It's the zone of offense. Scarcity, though, is just that. It scares us out of what we may not have at a later date. There is an end to pleasure. It's in the zone of defense. So let's go back to the original question at the very, very beginning. Is there something you can do for your health to make it worse? Yeah, there probably is. Keep living in a state of scarcity and you'll keep living in the zone of defense. Defense pushes your goals away from you. It's time to attract what you desire. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Attract what you desire. Life is too short to waste time playing both offense and defense. So attract what you desire. Come at it from the zone of offense. You already know what it's going to take to make it worse. So make it better. Very simple, but not real easy. You see, I began to question myself. I was looking back on all of my ups and downs when it came to my health. And it all started when I was pregnant or nursing for 10 years. See how that's going way back, considering my baby is now 15 years old. So we're talking a long time ago. And even before that, we could go back to pageant days. Oh, we have stories to tell about pageant days too. And I think about everything that I did to either lose weight, because that was my focus, or eventually to get healthy, to eventually to be the best person I can be in the body that God gave me. You see, because I'm short. Okay, so I'm not just short. I'm concentrated. So I'm never going to have that tall, Victoria's Secret looking body. If I want that, I'm going to be short and very, 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 very thin. Is that really healthy for my body? Probably not. So we have to look at where we are in our health and well-being. And so as I was going back through my pages of life, looking at where I have come from to where I am now, to where I still need to go, there's still a lot of journey left to travel. But I noticed for me personally, I would come at it from the zone of defense. I was living in a state of scarcity. Oh my gosh, this is going to be the last bag of potato chips I will ever be able to sink my hand into. Now I eat them and they taste like cardboard. Sorry if you like potato chips, but it's just a matter of fact for me. But way back when, it was like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to be able to live without this. I can't believe this is the last time. What is it for you? Is it chocolate? Is it that I'm never going to be able to leave my couch again because I'm always going to have to be exercising? Is it, oh great, now I have to go vegan. I'm never going to be able to have a bloody, red, thick, delicious steak. I'm sorry if you don't like steak. But, you know, to each our own, right? So whether you're a vegan, whether you like meat, it doesn't matter. What matters is how have you been looking at your health and wellness? Are you looking at it from a state of scarcity or a state of abundance? If you come at it from a state of abundance, that means, guess what? Right now, during this immediate season and time, no, I'm not going to put my hand in a bag of potato chips. And guess what? That's okay. But maybe 3, 4, 5, 12 months after now, I'll be able to enjoy a handful of chips and not feel guilty. But I'm not giving up the bag forever. You see, there is a flip side to how we see things. Attract what you desire. Number one, what are your goals? What do you want for your health? You need to know what you're after in order to get after it. A lot of people say, hey, I want to live a healthier life. What does that mean? Define it. Yeah, we all can walk around and say, I want to live a healthier life. All of us can say that, but you need a definition to back it up. You can't sit here and just be like, oh, well, something magic is going to happen and I'm going to get the body I want. I'm going to have a strong heart and I'm not going to have to worry about my health for the rest of my life. It doesn't work that way. Maybe for 0.00009% of the population, but for the majority of us, we're going to have to work at our health, whether it's specifically our diet and how we're fueling our body, how we are intentionally moving it, how are we exercising, what is our fitness level. For others, it's going to be we're fighting a medical disease, something that we now have to finagle. We have to figure out, okay, I have this diagnosis, so what can I do in order to live my best selfie? What can I do? What does that look like? You've got to know what you're after in order to get after it. What are your goals? Number two, make a choice. You've got the hard way or the easy way. You see, the hard way is where you focus on what is most challenging for you. The easy way is the simple, most convenient step to add to your daily activities. Now, this is where it's going to be fun. I said make a choice. That means you get to decide. You can do it the hard way or the easy way. There's no right or wrong. For some people, they want a challenge. And they're going to be like, I want to knock the hard thing out of the way because then everything else will be easy. Great. If that is how you like to accept change and that's what you go for, then fabulous. Go for the hard way. Awesome. But if you're like, oh, I don't know. I have failed so many times and my life is already stressful enough. I don't know that I can add one more thing to my plate. Then go the easy way. Neither are right or wrong. In fact, they're both right. You just have to choose which is best for you. Do you see the difference? Already we're coming from where? A lens or a state of abundance? That means where are you? You're on the offense, and that's where you want to be. Make a choice, the hard way or the easy way. And finally, number three, take aim. Make a plan and execute it. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Choose one thing to focus on and do that one thing. Why do you think we don't get to where we want to go? Because we're juggling too many balls. I was traveling to meet a friend for dinner. It was a business meeting, and it was just last night, and I really wasn't sure how I wanted to get there. I was coming from a different location across town. I was going to be about 25, 26 minutes away. But with traffic, it could take me as much as 30 to 35, 40 minutes. It all depended on the route I would take. So I caught myself on Google's and Maps, both of them, and I'm looking at it going, oh my gosh, which way do I want to go? Do I want to go here? Do I want to go there? If I take the turn here, it's going to reroute me there. So I took one turn and it started rerouting me. I'm like, oh no, maybe not. So I got out of the map completely, went back in, put in the same destination thinking it's going to give me different options. Oh no, comes up with the same direction. I'm like, okay, fine. Then I go and I reroute myself again. I take a different turn thinking, oh, this is going to be faster. I'm at a stoplight. I go, I exit out of the map completely, bring it up, put in the new destination, which is the same destination I was just in, but pretending it was brand new. And I hit directions and there it shows me the same way. I'm like, seriously? Sometimes what we want, we're going to get going the same way. It's just how we look at it. Are you coming from the zone of offense? Or the zone of defense? Are you living in a state of abundance or the state of scarcity? I know for me, I would equate my failure when it comes to my health and wellness overall to scarcity. It was like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to be able to have another piece of cheesecake. Now, do you really think it mattered that much to me? No. However, when you love food, but food doesn't love you, at least your body doesn't love food, which mine does not, then I just thought, oh my gosh, I make these changes and I'm never, that word never, I'm never going to be able. That's coming totally from scarcity. I'm not living in the state of abundance. Now, there are foods that do not gel well with my body, yet I still love them. And guess what? I enjoy them, but very minimally. And when I say minimally, I'm talking like once, maybe twice a year. But I also know the price that I will pay either 20 to 30 minutes after I've eaten it or the next morning. It's just the way my body reacts. It is what it is. But when I stopped operating out of scarcity, my life began to change when it came to my health and wellness. I didn't have to sit there and fret so much over all the little stuff. Yes, I'm still very cautious of what I put in my body, how I fuel it. I'm very cautious of my intentional movement. I'm very aware of how much sleep or lack thereof I get. So what is it for you? Are you always cornering yourself when it comes to abundance or scarcity? And you may not have even thought about it in this manner. And guess what? That's okay. That's why I'm here. I want you to twist things around. I want to put you on a roller coaster that goes upside down, backwards, sideways. I want you swinging because you matter. We wouldn't be sitting here having our time together if you didn't matter. You matter. So when you look at your journey, you go back through your pages of life, like I did recently. And this was just truly not looking actually in journals. This was all in my mind. I don't want you to think I'm crazy and I have like books upon books, which I do. It's in my mind. I do have some things written down. However, this one was more of just a thought I had that occurred to me early one morning, and I began to ponder it day after day after day after day. And I thought, wow. And then I started talking to people and they were like, yeah, I guess I do kind of respond to life in that way when it comes to my health and well-being. If we don't think we're ever going to have it again, we don't want to let go of it. Are you living in the zone of offense, of abundance? Or are you choosing to live with scarcity in the zone of defense? Well, if you're one who says, I'm all over the place, I'm riding that roller coaster and I can't seem to get off. I've tried things. I'm up and down. Yes, all those things up there. I don't know what I should be doing and what I shouldn't be doing. I know there's a simple answer, but I haven't found mine yet. If you want help with this, click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, that will begin our conversation. Now, we've got the holidays coming up. Yes, Thanksgiving. Can you believe it? We're almost a week away. Okay, don't worry about it. Don't stress over it. You're going to be fine. The turkey's going to be beautiful. And if you're not cooking it, lucky you. But I actually look forward to cooking my turkey. So wherever you are on that spectrum, know and understand that you're probably not going to hear from me. I'm being realistic until after Thanksgiving. My schedule is very jam-packed between now and then. Family, we're getting together. We've got the whole crew coming. And I am so thrilled, but my focus is going to be on them. And so I just want to make sure that you understand that. I want to give you realistic expectations. And then we will get you scheduled for December, then on into the new year. So where are you? If you're feeling very strong, give yourself a huge hug. And if you're feeling like, oh, I failed, give yourself a huge hug. We all need a hug. We all need a pick-me-up. You are here because you were created on purpose for a purpose. And you being willing to make changes, to create good habits, to break old ones, is going to give you in the long run miles of greatness. You just got to be willing to take that one step at a time. And I know you got what it takes. The question is, are you playing in the zone? I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.